What's going on, everybody? How's it going? Today, I just wanted to kind of hang out with you all. I'm also recording a podcast right now and doing this YouTube video at the same time. So bear with me. I'm still working on exactly how I want to go about this YouTube and podcast collaboration type of thing. It's kind of my dream to become a podcaster. I never knew exactly what I would podcast about or YouTube about. And then the iFloaters came into my life. They took me down a crazy journey. And now I want to talk about this. And I want to share what I'm going through with others. And I want others to share with me what they're going through. So anyways, today I wanted to talk about the pineapple theory. I've been getting a lot of messages and comments about how eating pineapples can actually help with eye floaters. So my friend Conscious Mama Bird on the Friends with, no, excuse me, not Friends with Floaters, on the World of Floaters Instagram actually sent me this link, and I'm gonna leave the link of this article in the info of this video. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can go on the World of Floaters Instagram and go ahead and find the link there. I'm going to put it in the caption on the photo of this video. Yeah. So anyways, she sent me this article and I find it very interesting, and I want to go over this article with you all. And also, I wanted to shout out the lovely people leaving donations for the World of Floaters to help grow this channel and to help grow the podcast and to just show their support all around. I was able to get this cool mic right here, and I hope it sounds great. I did a couple test runs and it does sound cool to me, so I hope you all like it as well. Let me go ahead and go over this article. So it says, eating pineapple clears up eye floaters, Taiwanese study. And it's interesting because I actually have people on the Instagram from Taiwan. So let's get into it. So it says, a recent study carried out in Taiwan and published in the April edition of the Journal of American Science has found eating pineapples regularly can significantly reduce eye floaters. Quite interesting. Let's continue. Eye floaters are dark spots that appear in everyone's vision, are caused by age-related changes that occur as the jelly-like substance vitreous inside your eyes become more liquid. According to the Mayo Clinic, as the vitreous shrinks with age, microscopic fibers form inside and tend to clump, casting tiny shadows on the retina. So that was a good little piece right there for those who aren't very familiar with what eye floaters are. That was great right there. The experiment, which was carried out by the Department of Pharmacy at Tahin University, the Department of Ophthalmology at Fuying University Hospital, the Kaohsiung City Government, so sorry if I mispronounced that, by the way, to the people of Taiwan. Sound it out for me in the comments or something. Anyways, the School of Optometry at Chung Chan Medical Hospital sought to see that if eating a set amount of pineapples could decrease the presence of eye floaters. A total of 388 subjects with an average age of 42 were divided into three groups, which were given low, medium, and high doses of pineapples ranging from 100 to 300 grams over the course of 3 months. After lunch every day from March 2016 to June 2016, so how many months is that? 3 months, okay, yeah. Each of the subjects was asked to eat 1 to 3 slices of pineapple weighing about 100 grams each. In experiment 1, 120 subjects were classified into group 1, one floater, 70 in group 2, multiple floaters, and all were given 2 slices of pineapples during the 3-month period. In experiment 2, 198 subjects were randomly classified into 3 groups based on the pineapple intake: low 1 slice, medium 2 slices, and high 3 slices. After 3 months, researchers found that out of 120 subjects in group 1 of experiment 1 who took part, only 35 still reported having eye floaters, meaning that 70% had noted an improvement. In group two, experiment one, only 19 still reported seeing multiple eye floaters, demonstrating that 72.8 had experienced an improvement in their vision. In experiment two, of course, I get a phone call right now. Should I take it? I think so. 1 second. Hey, how's it going? Yes, I'm showered. I'm doing a video and a podcast right now. No, not listening. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, bye. Excuse me there. Important phone call. Anyways, back to the podcast. Have you ever seen a video, YouTube, or a podcast where somebody answers the phone? I would be the one. Oh, and by the way, I think pineapples are so cool, by the way, and I love them. They taste so good. And if these can actually help with eye floaters, I'm going to be so excited because this will be the most delicious way to help with the eye floaters. And also, pineapples are so great on pizza, and anybody who thinks that they're not great on pizza, we can't be friends no more. No, I'm playing with you. Anyways, so in experiment two, it was found that a higher dosage, the greater the result. Eye floaters disappeared by 54% in the low pineapple group. All right, researchers believe that the enzymes in the pineapple may decompose the extracellular substances that cause microscopic fibers to form. They also believe that enzymes could scavenge free radicals, which could result in hyaluronic acid degradation. Don't act like you don't sound out words when you read, okay? And the vitreous floater formation. So that's pretty much the article right there. Like I said, I'm going to leave the link in the bio, but let's talk about it a little bit. I think that's awesome. If the enzymes could help with the clumping of the eye floaters in the eye, I mean, man, that's what we all want and we all kind of need. We need something to try. Even if it doesn't work, that's all good. I'm not necessarily looking for it to work because we all know that we've tried almost everything under the sun, you know, since we've developed the eye floater. So why not try this pineapple thing? I'm going to give it a try. What about you? Are you going to give it a try? Let me know. Leave a comment below. That'll do it for today's video and for today's podcast. Kind of a shorter one, but I just want to keep on putting out material and just hanging out with you guys. Pretty soon, I do want to start doing some live videos and doing some live streams. I would love it, absolutely love it, if you would be a part of my live streams and join in with me. That would be so awesome. That would be like the best YouTube experience for me, because I would love to see like comments, you know, scrolling through, and I could respond to you guys and we could talk. I feel like that would be so awesome. So if you're gonna give this pineapple thing a try, let me get a hell yeah in the comments. And also, if you like pineapples on pizza, let me know that in the comments too. And next time you come to Las Vegas, we can go have some pineapple pizza. All right, y'all. Until next time, World of Floaters. Follow the podcast on Spotify and whatever other podcast server you got. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like and leave a comment. Follow the Instagram page. And I think that's it. All right, everybody, until next time, I'm out.